From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Wednesday, June 24th. I'm Abby Larico. Data centers are controversial. People living in many communities are opposing them. But a gathering in Rolla aimed to champion what data centers can do for a city.
I believe that community that move fast will benefit from these deals, and those who that wait don't.
What people in favor of data centers are saying, coming up after this news on The Gateway. Missourians will be able to voice their opinions on data centers to state lawmakers in a House committee public hearing in the coming months. St. Louis Public Radio Sarah Kellogg reports on the newly announced September 16th meeting.
The hearing is also possibly the only thing state lawmakers will do in Jefferson City regarding data centers this year. While Representative Tricia Byrne said she and other representatives asked for a special session to address data centers, she was told she would not get one. However, Burns, who heads the House committee that will conduct the hearing, says it will give an opportunity for lawmakers to listen to the public about data centers. The Wentzville Republican also said that the hearing itself could lead to changes on the local level.
So if we have that hearing and we start to talk about some of these concerns, I guarantee you there will be cities and counties that won't wait for the state to act. And I welcome that.
The hearing will be held the same day as the annual veto session. I'm Sarah Kellogg, St. Louis Public Radio.
Another Missouri man has been charged with conspiracy to commit murder at this month's Ultimate Fighting Championship event at the White House. Jordan Rinker of St. Joseph was arrested Sunday and appeared in federal court this week. The FBI says Rinker distributed money and exchanged weapons with others charged in the alleged plot. Authorities claim he communicated with an online group through a secure messaging app and discussed building drones capable of carrying payloads. Rinker is the second Missouri man charged in the case. Daniel Eskridge of Kidder was charged last week with conspiracy to commit murder in the alleged scheme. Several bars in the Grove are pushing back on a city asked to close early as thousands visit St. Louis this weekend for annual Pride celebrations, STLPR's Brian Munoz reports.
St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer announced a youth curfew last week and said the neighborhood's bar owners agreed to also close at midnight due to safety concerns. But some of the bar owners are calling foul. Chad Fox is the owner of Rehab Bar and Grill. He says he never agreed to close early, and the queer community is being singled out, especially as the state law allows bars to sell alcohol 23 hours a day during the FIFA World Cup.
But yet you're making us, at our celebration, close at midnight because you can't give us adequate police protection to keep our streets clear.
A spokesperson for the mayor said there was a misunderstanding, and bars were asked to voluntarily close at 1:30 in the morning, but will not be required to. Fox says he plans on staying open until then, and if necessary, will close early to ensure the community's safety. I'm Brian Munoz, St. Louis Public Radio.
Absentee voting is now underway for the August primary elections in Missouri. Residents can vote absentee through Election Day, August 4th. The last day to register to vote for this election is July 7th, and in-person absentee voting begins on the 21st. The next day is the last day to ask for an absentee ballot by mail. That's a lot of dates I just threw at you, so you can check these out, plus other key dates and frequently asked questions at STLPR's Voter Guide. That's at stlpr.org/August primary. The former mayor of Lake St. Louis says he'll bring a fresh set of eyes to St. Charles County government. STLPR's Jason Rosenbaum reports on why Jason Law says he's the best candidate in the hotly contested GOP primary for St. Charles County executive.
Law is a lieutenant colonel with the St. Louis County Police Department who has also served in a part-time capacity as Lake St. Louis mayor. He says he wants to reduce the spread of apartment complexes in St. Charles County and is wary of giant data centers being built there. Law concedes he's not as well known as his two main opponents, incumbent Steve Ellman and former state senator Bill Eigel. But he says that's not a bad thing.
The people of St. Charles County don't want career politicians. And I'm well-funded. I have a good message. And we believe we're going to win here on August 4th.
The winner of the Republican primary will square off against Democrat David Venziano in November. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Law was a guest on Politically Speaking. You can listen to his episode at stlpr.org or wherever you get podcasts like this one. It might not just be Missouri students getting scored on an A through F scale. The State Board of Education is considering using that grading scale for its schools as well. Governor Mike Kehoe directed the state's education department to develop a framework to grade public schools. The order said it's difficult for families to understand how well students are doing at school districts and in charter schools when using current performance reports. The education department says it is making final edits and will send the plan to the governor's office by the June 30th deadline. The State Board of Education will review it in August and consider it for possible approval in September. Missouri districts say relying on a grade letter can overlook schools that serve more students in poverty. Fewer pedestrians were killed on roadways in St. Louis and St. Louis County last year than in 2024, but bicyclist deaths went up. STLPR's Rebecca Thiel has more from a report the nonprofit TrailNet released this week analyzing state crash data.
22 fewer people died while walking or using mobility aids like wheelchairs, but 5 cyclists died last year after there were no deaths in 2024. The report shows most fatal crashes were on streets with speed limits between 25 and 45 miles per hour, especially on major arterial roads, which tend to have wide lanes that encourage drivers to speed. Deadly crashes were also more likely to happen just beyond an intersection where it's harder to cross. The road with the highest number of crashes overall in the city was Gravois Avenue. In the county, it was Lindbergh Boulevard, also known as Highway 67. TrailNet says better infrastructure could reduce many of these crashes, including things like more sidewalks and street lighting, protected bike lanes, and lower speed limits. I'm Rebecca Thiel, St. Louis Public Radio.
Wash U Library's Film and Media Archive has preserved more than 70 social justice films and other materials from the award-winning production company Cartimquim Films. As St. Louis Public Radio's Andrea Henderson reports, some of its popular films will be playing this summer.
Wash U Libraries is screening 4 social justice documentaries from its extensive Cartimquim Films collection. The company donated archival materials and 70-plus films to the university in 2020. It preserved the company's civil rights, sports, and arts activism films and materials. Stacey Robinson is Cartimquim's artistic director. She hopes the film series can offer lessons on how to deal with social issues today.
There's a really rich history that is there for us to mine with advice on how we can deal with the struggles that we are finding ourselves up against today. The chilling fact is we've seen some of this before.
Hoop Dreams is the first film in the series. It'll show at 2 p.m. on Sunday at High Point Theater. I'm Andrea Henderson, St. Louis Public Radio.
Data centers have become a lightning rod for local governments in Missouri. Public forums have turned into shouting matches where people decry the developments and demand they be stopped, or at least put on hold until regulations are in place. But in Rolla, an invited group of business, government, and academic leaders came together to speak positively about the controversial developments. St. Louis Public Radio's Jonathan All reports.
More than 200 people crowded into a meeting room at the Protoplex, an advanced manufacturing facility on the campus of Missouri University of Science and Technology. Another 400 people watched online. While many gatherings of this size around data centers are protests, this one has a much more positive view of them. Amari Landassi is the chair of S&T's Information Science and Technology Department. He says AI is here and will expand, and data centers are a necessity and could be a benefit for those who embrace them.
Communities are competing for these data centers. I believe that community that move fast will benefit from these deals, and those who that wait don't.
Landassi says data centers mean jobs, high-tech investment, and economic development that can be transformational for a community. That level of inevitability and optimism doesn't resonate with the public. A Gallup poll in March showed 71% of Americans oppose building data centers in their communities. Their concerns include how massive data centers' use of power and water will increase rates for consumers and what the large development's emissions will do to air and water quality. S&T Chancellor Mo Degani calls those concerns problems that require engineering solutions.
These computing centers require energy, land, water, equipment, skilled workers, materials, infrastructure, and careful planning.
Degani wants Missouri and S&T to be a major part of the careful planning that he says can overcome those concerns and let the state welcome data centers in ways that embrace the technology but also protect Missouri's resources and people. The forum in Rolla included business leaders and government officials echoing those ideas. Governor Mike Kehoe was one of them. He says the discussion shouldn't be whether or not Missouri welcomes data centers, but rather how.
Because in Missouri, we do not have to choose between economic growth and common sense. We can, and we will, do both.
That position doesn't sit well with Suzanne Hume with Clean Earth for Kids. She led about 36 protesters from Rolla and the surrounding area outside the forum at S&T. She says while public statements about protecting water, air, and electricity resources sound good, most of the work on data centers is being done in secret and foisted on city councils and county boards at the last minute.
It's kept away from the public about what is actually going on. So this process of many data centers all over popping up throughout Missouri, there is no transparency.
Local governments are increasingly wary of data centers and the speed in which they're attempting to locate in Missouri. The approval of a development in Festus led to 4 members losing re-election bids and recall petitions filed against the mayor and 3 council members. St. Charles passed a measure effectively banning them. Even in Rolla, the home of the decidedly pro-data center event, the city council voted unanimously to ask staff to draft a data center moratorium for consideration. Councilman Andrew Barrett says there are too many questions about the projects for the city to be caught off guard.
This is the kind of thing where it can come very quickly and that a city council might not be able to do very much once it's at the threshold.
That move would be preemptive. As city staff say, they have not had any developers approach them about a data center, at least not yet. In Rolla, I'm Jonathan Aul, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Fred Ehrlich edited that piece. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.